And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, ESPN Upstate.
All right, I wanted to go through this real quick because I found this kind of interesting. I was reading through the Miami Dolphins situation the last couple days, and this is not a Dolphins segment. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Get your hand off that button, listener. I see you. Take the hand off the button. So, Stephen Ross, the owner of the Dolphins, fired Brian Flores and kept general manager Chris Greer. And there's a lot of people asking, and I think very fairly, the question, and I know, Lonzo, that this is a hard question to ask, because there's you know, it's very pointed, it's very direct, but the question that a lot of Dolphins fans have right now for Stephen Ross, the owner, is why?
It's a difficult question to ask, and it probably took him a while to come up with that, but it's a very, very good question.
Why?
Because this team had lost like their last five or six games, right?
This team
won one,
yeah. Lost seven, won seven, lost one, won one, lost one, I think was how it played out. Either way, yeah, they were bumped from the playoffs, but they also had a seven-game win streak. They also had a direct impact on what happened in the AFC East down to the last weekend, because, you know, they beat the Patriots twice, a playoff team, beat them twice this year. Why'd they fire him? So I started looking down through that situation because I got a bunch of, obviously being from Florida, I got a bunch of Miami Dolphins fans that are friends. And a lot of them have asked me, Rob, what are we doing? What are we doing? And the answer I had when they asked me the question why was, IDK, you got me, pal. Couldn't tell you. So I decided to look into this just a little bit. And I started reading through some different articles and stories that had come out over the past couple of years since Brian Flores was in town to try to figure out WTF, bro, as the kids say. And here's what I got. You know what I found really, really interesting? What I found really, really interesting is that the statement from Stephen Ross announcing that he had fired Brian Flores was, Lonzo, the first public statement that I could find from Stephen Ross since they hired Brian Flores. I did not find in articles anywhere during Brian Flores's tenure as the head coach of the Dolphins, I did not find anywhere another public statement from Stephen Ross. And I found that really interesting because, like, if you go looking through local papers, local radio stations, local TV news updates, whatever, most of the places that you would go, you will see or hear from the owners, right? You go to Jerry Jones has got his own damn radio show in Arlington. You're going to see quotes from Tepper in the news in Charlotte. Gail Benson down in New Orleans, she's all over the place. Arthur Blank standing on the sideline at every game. You never really heard anything from Stephen Ross. And I found that very, very interesting. And then I dug a little deeper, Lonzo, and I found out Stephen Ross does not live or work in South Florida, like, at all. Stephen Ross.
Well, this is because of COVID concerns, right?
No, he never has. He never has. Stephen Ross does not live or work in or around or near Miami. The $7.6 billion man and owner of the Miami Dolphins, who is known for being a real estate developer over the years, does not live anywhere near. In fact, he spends the majority of his time in New York City. Now, this is not Rob going, them damn Yankees ruining everything, because Miami is effectively the New York of the South, all right? Basically, when you cross the I-10, I-75 cutout, everything south of that in Florida is the North, all right?
So my people are like Northern Florida and then everybody else. Ohio, Michigan people, they moved to, or is it further south?
No, right? Ohio, Michigan people, because you guys got a little redneck in you. Y'all moved to the Redneck Riviera up in my neck of the woods. But the folks from New York and L.A. and the what do y'all call them? The elitist cities. They all moved down to Miami.
Well, that looked painful when you did that.
Because I hate how y'all say that.
I don't know who y'all is, but that's fine.
Yeah, you do. All right. So they all moved down south to Miami. So he doesn't live in South Florida.
That's the one percenter.
He doesn't work. The haughty intellectual. He doesn't work in Miami. While his team is putting their game day plans together, he is nowhere near them.
Is that really necessary, though? I mean, I get it if you're a politician, and I don't know why we would talk politics.
We wouldn't dare.
If you're a politician, you probably should live in the area where you know what your constituents want. But if you own a company, there are millionaires, billionaires that own companies in several different states and maybe even countries. They don't have to live there, do they?
I mean, have to? No. Is it a good idea to? Kind of. Like that, like if you're going to put stock into owning a team, right? Like if you're going to put stock into owning a team.
If I own a team, I'm Baker Mayfield. I'm living in the stadium.
So, this is fun. How about this? My minor league baseball team back in Pensacola, Lonzo. My minor league baseball team back in Pensacola, the Blue Wahoos. You can rent their stadium on Airbnb. Like the whole stadium. So you can actually go stay. You can actually go stay in the baseball stadium, take BP, live out of the locker room, et cetera, et cetera.
You've been in the locker room, I'm guessing. So
covering the team.
Is it fairly cleanly? I mean,
it's super cool.
All right.
They got TVs on every wall. They got the Xboxes set up in there. It's cool. Me and a bunch of my buddies are going to do it one day. Rent the whole stadium on Airbnb.
Oh, you absolutely should do that.
All right, let me finish the story because we got Corey LaJoy coming up in the next segment. Oh, God, it's 1:12. I'm good. We're good. We're on time. Just look at us.
We haven't went to break yet. But
I know.
We'll see.
All right, so Ross wants to be very hands-on with the team. But my thing would be, you know what, Lonzo, it's cool if you don't want to live in, around, near the team. I get that. That's awesome. But I would say be hands-off, right? Because you don't know what the day-to-day is there. Even if you got the dude, right? You got the enforcer down in the facility. You still don't know what the day-to-day is because I suspect Stephen Ross, billionaire real estate investor, is not calling down to Brian Flores every day and going, hey, coach, how was practice? Can you send me some tape, right? So that is something I think is a big problem. So Yahoo Sports did a deep dive on this as well. Actually, I'm sorry. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, did a deep dive on this as well. First off, he said that Stephen Ross was really upset that the team didn't land Deshaun Watson despite the best efforts of Ross and company. Stephen Ross wanted Deshaun Watson, and Flores said, I don't want the distraction, which I think is fair, right? I think it's fair. Now, you can risk rewarded about distraction versus performance on the field. But Brian Flores said, I don't want the distraction. I don't want Deshaun Watson down here right now. So they ended up staying there. Well, Stephen Ross, who was the guy that kept going and kept going and kept going and kept going after Deshaun Watson while Brian Flores was trying to get Greer to shut it down, who did this impact the most? Tua Tagovailoa. And why wouldn't it, right? You just brought me here. You just brought me here to be the guy. And now you're telling me that you're trying to put me to the back burner to go get the other guy? So Tua wasn't happy about it. Declined an opportunity to be a team captain for 2021, did Tua, because he thought it would have been embarrassing to be the team captain, have Deshaun Watson show up, lose the starting job and the captaincy, and not have a chance to regain it anytime soon. So the trade line deadline comes and goes. It's put away. Tua starts playing better. The Dolphins start winning games. Guys, I got news for you. That's on Stephen Ross. Because if Ross would have shut the hell up about Deshaun Watson, Tua Tagovailoa could have stayed focused on playing football. Brian Flores wouldn't have had to be dealing with the drama every week of, are you getting Deshaun? 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 and they could have focused on football. And then what happened when the trade deadline passed, they didn't get Deshaun and they were able to get their nose down to the grind zone? No big deal. They won seven freaking games in a row and beat the Patriots twice. Shocking. Apparently, Stephen Ross decided that the Tank for Tua, remember the old Tank for Tua campaign that we all kind of LOL'd about, but then the Dolphins actually did it. They tanked for Tua. Stephen Ross ultimately said, you know what? We're actually going to tank for Joe Burrow. I want Joey B down here. Brian Flores, because he was not getting told directly and did not know what was directly going on, Brian Flores said, no, we're going to go win games. We're not tanking for Joe Burrow. We got our guy. We're going to get to it. We're going to go with it. So they fought off. Brian Flores, after taking a few ugly losses at the beginning of his tenure, started getting that team clicking, defied the tanking strategy that year. They won a handful of games, bumped him down in the draft order. Stephen Ross was furious that the Dolphins did not get the top pick and could not get Joe Burrow. And was all downhill after that. Now, had they got Burrow, they're probably in the playoffs right now, like Cincinnati is, right? They probably are with the talent they got and Joe Burrow. Because honestly, I don't know if Tua is a long-term guy. I don't know if I believe in Tua Tagovailoa as a playoff quarterback. But Brian Flores said, screw tanking back-to-back. We just got a quarterback. Let's go out here and see what happens. This is what happens when your owner is disconnected from reality, disconnected from your team. This is what happens when your owner decides, I'm the smartest guy in the room and I'm not listening to anybody else. Now, he's right about Joe Burrow, right? But he also wanted to tank for Tua.
All right, so
that's on you.
So the thing that's bothering me about this story more than anything is, from what I'm gathering, is the owner wanted them to lose. So the owner told the coach to lose. So this whole tanking, so there is a way to lose on purpose in the NFL?
Yeah, you just don't try, I guess.
You go tell the court, well, I guess you could just call bad plays, but NFL guys are still NFL guys.
Yeah, I've never believed that teams actually try to tank. And I think that's part of the problem, right? Because these owners decide in their heads, like, oh, this is what we're going to do. And the rest of the NFL is like, nah, it doesn't work that way, dude. That's not how we do it in the locker room. But because of the fact that you're up there sitting in a high-rise condo in New York and never in Miami actually, you know, hanging out with us, talking to the team, trying to figure out what the hell we were trying to do down here, you're disconnected.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at ESPNUpstate.com.